Now, it's always good to hear new music, especially when it's being written and performed by a local artist. So to find out more about a song all relating to the NHS, I'm joined by Paul Larking. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Andy.
Now, I mentioned you're local, so where are you from?
I'm actually from Woking, Westfield, right, to be precise.
Definitely local. So what got you started into songwriting?
I suppose it was a challenge during the lockdown. My oldest granddaughter, Syrah, who's age 10, she was doing homeschooling like many other people, and she's very keen on music and singing, so as a person who plays in the band anyway, I decided to offer her music lessons, right. So we started doing that, and then we talked about setting a challenge to ourselves, and hence I wrote the song, really, as a challenge for her to play it on her keyboards.
So the song itself reflects on the past 12 months. So what gave you the inspiration?
Well, I've seen and heard of all the difficulties that NHS staff have had to cope with in the hospitals, what a wonderful job they've done. And I felt it was an opportunity, perhaps, to having written the song to give something back to them. So I reflected on the events that have happened over the last year, their difficulties, and took it from there, really.
So how long did it take to actually write the song?
I suppose it was initially about an hour sitting in bed one evening.
Right.
Put pen to paper, started writing some words, and then I had a tune in my head, and so it developed from there, really.
And let's share with the listeners what the song title is.
It's Thank You Very Much to the NHS.
Now, I understand, as you mentioned it a little bit earlier, it's not a solo performance, is it? You've got somebody joining you on the song.
Yes, I've got my granddaughter, Syrah, on the song, and she sings a little solo towards the end of the song about what happens to a little girl in hospital. And then she joins me on the chorus towards the end of the song as well.
Very. And how did you both collaborate during lockdown? Because obviously there's social distancing and that, and your granddaughter and that. So how did you cope?
It was difficult, obviously. So it was relying on Zoom. And when we went into the studio to record it, we did that individually as well.
And has she got a special name for you as being her granddad?
Yes, she calls me Pop.
She calls you Pop. Now, we're based at St Peter's Hospital in Chertsey, and I believe you've got a personal connection to the hospital?
Indeed, yes. Many visits to the hospital, not as a patient, but to visit my now wife, Madeleine, who trained at St Peter's Hospital in the late 60s and 70s.
Do you remember which ward she worked on? There may well be staff there that still remember her.
Goodness me. I think Maple Ward, and she worked on Children's Ward. She also went to Rowley Bristow as well. Yes, I think she worked on many of the wards there.
As I say, probably
that long corridor.
Oh, yes, it's that famous long corridor, which is still there at St Peter's. So, the song itself, where was that at? You said that was then recorded. You had to go off to some studios. Where was that?
Yes, the studios in Woking, the Water Rat Studios. And Kim Wallace very helpfully helped the recording.
Right. And in terms of the instruments that are involved in the song, what instruments have you got?
There was an acoustic guitar played on the song, which was the rhythm. I then played electric guitar, and I also did the bass guitar, the keyboards, and the drums as well.
Wow, a one-man band in the making then, Paul.
Yes, unfortunately with social distancing it wasn't possible to get anybody else in to do it.
So we're helping to share the song, and listeners to Radio Way and other hospital radio stations are going to hear it shortly. However, you also are asking people to donate in order to raise money for charity. So which charity have you chosen?
The charity I've chosen is the NHS Charities Together. We decided we'd raise money for them because I felt it would be nice if we could raise money so that the staff, the NHS staff, doctors, nurses and others, few have faced difficulties and perhaps need help now or in the future. They've worked under stress and mental health issues, I'm sure. So hopefully that money could go towards helping them get support when they need it.
So the most important things is we now got to tell our listeners how to find the song. So they'll be able to listen to it on Radio Way, but if they want to hear it themselves, how can they find the song?
If they Google Thank You Very Much to the NHS song and then put in Pop and Syra, which is spelled S-Y-R-A, that will bring the song up.
And it is on YouTube as well, isn't it?
It's on YouTube, yes.
Okay, so they can also see what you both look like as well.
Indeed they can.
And if they want to donate, obviously you've got a collection. And do you recall how to donate to the website?
There's a link on, if they play the video on YouTube, there's a link there that takes them through to the collection pot. Otherwise, if they Google the collection pot, Thank You Very Much to the NHS song by Bunsara, that will take them through to the collection pot to make a donation.
All right, and that collection pot, all the money, is, as you say, is going to the NHS Charities Together. Any aim of what you hope to raise?
Just as much as possible, really.
Yeah, well, currently it stands, I think, at £780, which is quite a significant figure. So well done so far.
Thank you.
And as I say, people have got the opportunity. So as I say, if you want to listen to it, then it's Thank You Very Much to the NHS, a song by Pop and Syra. So, Paul, thanks for joining us, sharing your story. Do pass on our thanks to Syra. I guess she's now back at school.
She's indeed, yes. Yeah.
And let's hope lots of people enjoy the song and give to the NHS Charities Together. So, without further ado, let's hear the song Thank You Very Much to the NHS, sung by Pop and Syra.
Thank you very much to the NHS for everything that you've done. Thank you very much to the NHS, to each and every. Yes, we know how much you care. Thank you very much to the NHS. We know you'll always be there. It's a strange old world that we find ourselves. It started with a virus, then the food on the shelf. Stay at home, and it made no difference if you were on your own. It didn't matter if the weather was warm or cold. The virus could attack you whether you were young or old. Thank you very much to the NHS for everything that you've done. That you do. People rushed in to be cared by all of you. Some people just made it, others lost the long fight. But you have to keep going. Oh, you've done what is right. Our doctors and nurses, they've been hungry and tired. But they've stayed by the bedsides. Oh, how they're admired. Thank you very much to the NHS for everything that you've done. Thank you very much to the NHS, to each and every one. Thank you very much to the NHS. We know.
That you'll always be there.